Grain futures, we have the wheat market slightly softer on the session after being up the 45-cent limit yesterday. Last night, wheat futures in Kansas bolted another 20 cents higher, tagging the number 750 perfectly in the night before dutifully rolling over and declining some 27 cents off that overnight high. Of course, most of the selling comes during the day session, as it normally does, as end user, producer selling kind of picked up today. Those that do have some wheat sold into that. Also, buying showed up in corn and beans as they didn't perform yesterday like the wheat did. And the way the trade works, when something is having a really good day, they'll buy that and sell something else against it. Well, since today is seeing a little bit of that wheat buying unwound, that's just natural. They'll be covering the shorts that they generated selling corn and soybeans yesterday. Now, soybeans are higher on the session, but they have thwarted a sell-off of any kind because a massive crushing plant down in Argentina, one that crushes some 21,000 metric tons of beans a day, it went offline, caught fire, and it's down for repairs right now. How long it's offline, nobody really knows. That's why our soybean market exploded higher on soybean meal, creating this recovery in beans from overnight weakness. We currently have July beans up 5.5 cents at 12.32 and a quarter. The November up 5.5 at 12.10 and three quarters, while meal for July up $9 a ton. $337.40. Crude oil is lower and soybean oil softer as well, down 51 cents at $74.86 on that July contract. Of course, President Trump is visiting now with counterparts over there in China. There is talk of a building what they're kind of calling a Board of Trade framework. Instead of saying you're going to buy X amount of beans per year and this and that, they'll spend about $30 to $50 billion of various items tariff-free. And they'll be tariff-free from China buying us that they can buy what they want, whether it's energy, ag, other goods, corn, soybeans. They'll choose the mix, but they're just going to assure us they're going to buy X amount of money. Well, some like it, some don't. This is kind of more capitalistic, whereas the other way was more communistic. You got to do this much every year, whether you like it or not. So there seems to be some middle ground trying to come together on this. Corn, firmer today, new high for the calendar year and new high for well over a year. For well over a year on December corn, achieving a high up to 506.5 today. We have July corn up 2.25 presently. 482.5. That's 2 cents off the high of the session. December corn up 2.25, 504.25 as we look to target again. New recovery highs this week while President Trump's over in China. Again, wheat went into a bit of profit-taking here today. Whether they're done going up or not, we'll see. The Kansas wheat tour is still going on down there. They obviously are finding a disaster as they head through the northern and western portions of Kansas. A lot of acreage is going to get zeroed out. Some are trying to say that's the worst report we're going to see is yesterday. Maybe. But not likely, because USDA doesn't come out with a grand slam like that and then take it back. No, they did it because they know it's probably even worse than that and they have more to do. We'll see. That's my opinion. Man, I'm sticking to it. For now, Kansas City wheat today off 2.75, 728.5. July Chicago off a quarter, 678.75. In Minneapolis, we're down 0.5 cents at 723.5. With new crop September just giving up 0.75 cents. To 744. Cattle futures sharply higher today after the slamming to the downside again they've taken over the last several sessions. The administration is stating they are not pursuing the tariff-free beef from beef exporting countries into the U.S. at this time. That certainly didn't stop the disaster we'd seen yesterday and further selling again this morning before buying finally resurfaced. Box beef on the products up 75 cents on choice. Select is down $1.41. We did late yesterday see some 260 cattle trade in the south. So that puts the board at still, even with today's sharp gains, at quite the discount to cash. But then again, June doesn't have to match up with the cash market for another 45 days. And so there is room for messing things up. But for right now, we're up $5.45 on June cattle, 253.15. August cattle gaining 5.62. 246.70. October also higher by $4.70 to 238.57. Feeder index down 57 cents today, 373.13, but the one day, again, down around 362. So we're going to see that index fall off here pretty sharply over the next several sessions as they implement the average in. May feeders right now, $1.20 higher, 367.10. August up 462, 361.17. That's a dollar off session highs. September feeders, 435 higher, 358.22. November up 405. 351.25. Let's look at January. That's the cheapest one out there in the near term. Up 517 at 345.70. In the hogs, we may have seen a possible spring low after they have slaughtered the price over the last month and a half. Sharply higher today, bolting off of the values below par on the June hogs. We are back up $2.50 today. Par 92, July is up 292 at 105.87. In the metal markets, gold index up $12.40 to $4,699. Silver for July up $3.30. We're at 88.86. Bitcoin, we're softer though. May contract down $1,570 at $79,425. And oil futures were higher earlier in the session. We had seen a big draw again on oil supplies, down 4 million barrels as we continue to pull out of the strategic reserve to help export to other countries. Crude oil turned back softer after a run to 103.67, currently down 58 cents, 101.59. This contract expires next week. July contract, it's down $1.12. Got as high as $99.09 this morning. We're at $97.40 currently. Gasoline, July contract, down 5.5 cents a gallon. We're at $3.48. Diesel fuel for July, giving up 14 cents a gallon, $3.82¾. Any questions? You can always find us at the website, heartlandinvest.com, where you can sign up for a 30-day free trial to our newsletter, morning texts about what happened overnight, what we're looking at today, and afternoon recaps via videos and or newsletter commentary on what the heck just happened today. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day.